Pleasure to have in studio right now, though, the Chicago band Big Sadie, the acoustic band featuring Elise Bergman and Colin Moore, along with Andy Malloy and Matt Brown, bring us a slice of American roots music, and there are fiddles. Earlier, I wasn't sure if there'd be fiddles, but there are, so I've been redeemed. It's almost a musical history lesson about the folktales and music of the Midwest and the Appalachian Mountains. They've opened for acts ranging from country music legend Marty Stewart to the outfit Wild Bell. They have an album coming out later this week called Keep Me Waiting. They're playing an album release show at the Hideout on Friday night. Here they are, Big Sadie, with the song Danny. Take it away.
But he wouldn't let you in. Screamed something pretty ugly when you knocked upon the door. Told you, honey, don't you come round here no more. How can he be angry when you told him from the start? Intentions and the habits of your heart. Love him when you needed him until you found somebody new. He knew it, but he still won't forgive you. Thank you. well, but he wouldn't let you in.
Yeah, all right. Give it up, Michigan Avenue, huh? Come on. There you go. Oh, we got this on. There we go. There we go. Sorry about that. Rose still got the effects on the... There's that Big Sadie in studio here on 720 WGN. That's the track Danny off the new album that's coming out Friday, Keep Me Waiting. The album release show is at the Hideout on Friday night. That was Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. Of course, Big Sadie, Chicago band. We're going to talk with them right after the break here, and we'll hear some more live music on 720 WGN. Stay with us. In studio tonight, the Chicago band Big Sadie, featuring Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, Matt Brown, American Roots Music. We just heard the track Danny live in studio. That song is the single, I guess. It's a single off of the new album Keep Me Waiting, which will be released on Friday, right?
Correct.
There you go. And the album release show will be at the Hideout Friday night, 1354 West Wabanzia. That show starts at 9 o'clock. Elise and Colin, all original music you guys put together. I kind of said at the beginning, you know, it's almost like a musical history lesson, not only just the Midwest where we're at right here, but Appalachian music. Talk about how much of this music comes from history or understanding the history of music.
Well, I grew up in Chicago, so I'm a Chicago gal through and through. I've been, you know, little jaunts other places, but mostly Chicago. I grew up in a really musical family. We listened to a full range of things, but a lot of 60s and 70s folk music, a lot of Chicago blues. So
yeah,
those were kind of my first loves when it came to music, beyond the, you know, classical stuff I was
playing. Do you draw from those loves?
I definitely do. And when we do a live set, oftentimes we'll play a full range of traditional American music that includes bluegrass and old time and a lot of blues songs that we play sort of in our acoustic style. And Colin is a big influence on me as well. He grew up in East Tennessee, so he's right in the thick of the bluegrass,
yeah, right,
music. And some of my influences in high school were country, but in sort of an alt-country Chicago way. The way that Chicago has some serious alt-country roots, I was really drawn to bands like that. But Colin really introduced me to bluegrass almost 15 years ago. And so we've kind of merged those sounds and over time developed.
It's interesting when you talk about Americana or American music, there's different genres or subsets of genres inside of that. Talk about, you know, what was being played American music in East Tennessee. What were your influences coming up?
Oh, sure. Well, there was a lot of people. I was around a lot of people playing music, making their own music, mostly old time music. So fiddle and banjo, just fiddle and banjo. And sometimes they would say, play the guitar with us. And so, I listened to my family was really into music. My mom's a musician, old time fiddler. And so I was around music, definitely acoustic music, but kind of a variety of music. And I think Elise and I find some common ground. We kind of just write some songs and then, you know, play it. And it's like, whoa, that sounds a little bit country. That sounds a little bit blues. And, you know, we had a banjo player like Andy, and it's like, oh man, this feels like bluegrass. And we can rip an old time tune, you know, a fiddle tune. I'll write it on the guitar, and then
yeah,
Matt, can you play this tune? And Matt will play it, and it's like, oh man, we sound like an old time band. So
it's a hybrid because of the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's acoustic music, and you know, I've heard people say this before, using different genres, but we just play what we want, and we call it country music.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, there's so many different areas when you talk about roots music. You know, we were kind of talking about it earlier, Pete and I, just about sort of the new name for alt country, or you know, and but when I hear you guys, I mean, there is definitely a traditional sense to it. It isn't sort of a new, you know, fangled art form. This is something that's gone back generations,
right? And I think
great, thank you.
we've played in some combination of this band Big Sadie for quite some time, and we spent a lot of time gigging playing these from kind of the American songbook, and just in the last couple of years our original repertoire has developed enough to record an album and put it out. So this is our first album, even though we've been a band for a while. And the tradition is what I think brings us together. And there's so much community involved in traditional music. And especially in Chicago, there's a great scene of bluegrass and old time and people just coming together to play music. So we want to hold on to that even while we're getting into the territory of writing our own songs. Just have that communal feeling, have that traditional, that rootedness.
Yeah,
and we hope that comes through.
Well, that'll come through for sure at the epicenter of the roots music scene at the Hideout, 1354 West Waubonsia, on Friday night here in Chicago. It's doors open 9 o'clock. Said nine p.m.
Yep.
The album is called Keep Me Waiting. What are we going to hear? We'll hear one more song.
We're going to play the title track, Keep Me Waiting.
Keep Me Waiting. Here they are, Big Sadie. That's Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, along with Andy Malloy and Matt Brown. They, again, are playing at the Hideout Friday night, an album release party for the new album, Keep Me Waiting. Here is the title track. Take it away, Big Sadie.
You came to me and you looked in my eyes. You came to me. Come on and let me touch your hand. Come on and let me touch your hand. I hope you understand.
get your attention and take you home. Darling, tell me, what am I to do to keep from crying over you? To keep from crying over you?
Yeah, wow, there you go. The band Big Sadie in studio tonight, 720 WGN, right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. That's a title track off their album that's coming out Friday, Keep Me Waiting. They're playing an album release show at the Hideout on Friday night. Doors at 9 o'clock at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabansia. Big Sadie is Elise Bergman, Colin Moore, Andy Malloy, and Matt Brown. You guys were sensational. Thank you so much for coming and playing on the download tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.